Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, dictating last report on Anna Munoz, date of birth 12/31/1990, date of procedure July 16, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Regina Scott, date of birth 12/31/1990. Referring physician, procedure performed is esophageal gastroenteroscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Description of procedure. Indication is bloating, comma, dysphagia, comma, bright red blood, rectum, comma, change in bowel habits with constipation. Description procedure. From symptoms obtained, period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of a single lesion. Such a malignancy will experience the patient. Patient is breathing, anesthesia, sweet place, mouth lateral position, sedated for anesthesia with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated lymphedogastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, advancing direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is needed of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex is obtained in the cardiac. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam is performed. Well-lubricated lymphedogastroscope was introduced into rectum, advancing direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix orifice. The cecal valve complex is full straight. Careful examination is needed of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score is greater as a 72-3-2, comma, good prep. And the terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Boston bowel prep, patient side of the procedure well without any complications. Findings? At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. The Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Biopsies were obtained in the proximal mid, as well as in the distal esophagus for further evaluation of the dysphagia. Overall, the esophagus was widely patent. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was patchy. Comma, biopsies are obtained in the antrum body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, terminalium, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, there were 2 descending colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other was diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 rectosigmoid sessile polyps. 2 were diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The other was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhage and an retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line. There was evidence of a fissure at the 12 o'clock position. Anal fissure at the 12 o'clock position. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Sending back. Next line. We'll send in compound cream for the anal fissure to the specialty pharmacy today. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake. Recommend psyllium supplementation. Recommend keeping stools soft. Comma, if psyllium is not enough to do so, would recommend adding Miralax half capful to 1 capful daily. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.